Hi, you're listening to The Humans We Are with Carola, episode number 47. Hello, amazing human friends. I for sure hope that you are doing amazing today. Doesn't matter where you are or when you are listening to this. Maybe it's way far into the future. Whenever you're listening and wherever you are, I hope life feels great. Because why not, right? That's what we're here for everything actually, for all the human experience. If you're a returning listener of the show, welcome back. I am so glad that you're here for another episode of The Humans We Are. And if you are new, welcome. I am so happy to have you here. My hope is that as you listen to this show, you will find a more loving and accepting way of relating to yourself, to your body, to your mind, to all the voices inside of you, to your past, your future, your decisions, everything, that every piece that confirms what we call you. And the way that I am available to support you for free is this podcast mainly. I also share a few things on Instagram where I am at Fuertes Carola. And if you want a little bit more person-to-person support, if you have a desire to dive into this work a little bit more deeply, I have, as of now, and it's June 2024, I do have open spots for one-on-one coaching. And if you're curious about that, if you would like to know what that would look like exactly for you in your situation, I recommend to just book a consult by going to carolafuertes.com/consult, and there you can book a free 60-minute conversation. That's all that a consult is. And we will talk about you and what you want, what you dream for your future, what are the reasons that you might not be so confident that you can get there. And if it makes sense, we will make a decision to keep working together. But it's all up to you, okay? All right. So today's topic is one that comes up really frequently with clients, and that I've also, as per usual, have had experience with it myself, and a ton of it. So let me tell you a made-up story that may make it easier to understand and to connect, and it may feel really familiar. So let's start with that. So let's look at, we will call her Joanne. Joanne has three kids, and all of them are under the age of 10. She works from home, and she's dreading the summer break because she knows it's going to be hard to focus for more than an hour straight without being interrupted by one of her children. I'm hungry, I'm bored, can I have a snack? What time is dinner again? What time does daddy get home? Can I play on the Nintendo? Can we go to the park? What time can we eat? Why can't I have another snack? My brother hit me, my sister is being annoying. It's my turn to choose the show, and all of that. You are probably familiar with that situation. So she draws a boundary and she tells the kids, listen, when I am working in my office and my office door is shut, you can't come in. You can't yell questions from the other side of the door unless there's blood, fire, or someone passed out. Anything else can wait until I come out. And it won't be longer than an hour at a time. Okay? So she communicated her boundary really very clearly. And she feels good about it. She feels hopeful and really optimistic that the kids are going to be respectful and mindful of her boundary. So the first day after her declaration of boundaries, she reminds the kids about what she said the day before and asks if they understand or if they have any questions. And after clarifying a few points here and there, everyone agrees that they understand and they agree that they know what they are expected to do. Awesome. So she sits at her computer with her hot coffee and opens her email. And it seems to be going really well. About 30 minutes in, though, a knock on the door and a soft voice saying, "Mommy, mommy, just one tiny thing." Joanne musters all the patience she can and says with a very tight voice, "What?" And the 8-year-old, knowing she shouldn't have knocked, that she risked it by trying, but recognizing it's not at all the best moment to ask for a snack, she says, "Nothing, I just wanted to tell you that I love you." So what comes up for you as you listen to Joanne's story? Just notice and ask yourself, do you relate? What would you do if you were in her shoes? What would you have done differently, maybe, even before this happened? What advice would you give her if she was your friend? Okay, let's look at another somewhat fictional story. And we're gonna call her Lisa. Okay, so Lisa works at a company and she's in charge of client accounts. She's very, very good at her job. And because of that, she is in charge of the higher value clients, the ones that bring in more money for the company and who have been with the company for longer. And some new clients, because the older clients are talking about Lisa so much, they have heard about her and they want her to manage their accounts too. But Lisa is maxed out. She has been flexible in the past, allowing her workload to grow bigger than what she could reasonably handle, and while still having a family life. But she has recently realized that it's not sustainable for her. So she had a conversation with her boss and told him that she needed to not take on new clients in order to give her older clients, her current clients, the great service that they are used to and expect. And also because she needs to have family time and her own personal life needs her time too. Her boss initially was very agreeable. He was like, "Of course, anything you need," like he really understood what she was asking and he seemed very in favor of that boundary. But when new clients who wanted her and couldn't get her started complaining and getting mad, not only to him, but they also posted negative comments about the company on social media. So he was feeling so much pressure from these new clients that he ended up booking these new clients with Lisa anyway, without even having a conversation with her before. So, of course, as you can imagine, she feels really frustrated because she had clearly communicated her boundary and she thought that her boss understood and had her back. So she also feels betrayed, helpless, overwhelmed, and defeated. Thoughts like, "Everyone wants a piece of me. They don't even care about me. They only care about themselves. I feel like my life isn't mine anymore." And so on. And the feelings from those thoughts are, of course, distress and frustration and anger and resentment. And they are very intense. So how would you feel in a similar situation? Have you been there? Have you been in a situation like that in the past? What would you tell Lisa? What piece of advice would you give her? And just what comes up for you? For this concept of boundaries to be helpful, I've seen through my own experience and also from coaching my clients, boundaries have to have three main components. I'm going to tell you what they are. And these are for you to think, decide, and be clear on. You don't need to communicate any of these to the other person or people, unless you want to, of course, in which case, knock yourself out. So, number one, a clear definition that states what we are and aren't available for. Number two, a clear idea of what it looks like when someone else crosses the boundary. And number three, a specific action that you are going to take when someone crosses your boundary. Normally, we only get to number one. Sometimes we communicate it and sometimes we don't. And I don't think it's always necessary to communicate boundaries, but that's about how far most of us usually go. So we would say, for example, you are not allowed to come in my office if the door is closed. Or we would say, I can't take more than X number of clients each month. Or we would say, I don't want to be yelled at. But what would this look like if we added the two missing components? So the first one would be component number one, a clear definition of the boundary. So it would look like, you are not allowed to come in my office if the door is closed. Number two, a clear idea of what constitutes a violation of the boundary. Opening the door, calling my name from outside the door, knocking, texting me. Are there any exceptions? So as I said before, maybe if there is fire or blood or somebody passes out, then it's okay to cross the boundary. But those are the only situations that grant for an exception. And the third component, a specific action that I am going to take if the boundary is crossed, is I am going to ask you to go back out and wait until I come out or tell you that I'm ready. And I am not going to respond or give you what you wanted, even if it's something really fast or short, because I am trying to teach you that this is a boundary to be respected. Okay? So the second one, the first component would look like, I can take more than X number of clients each month. The second part, which is a clear idea of what it looks like when somebody else crosses it, would be like, for example, if your assistant books more clients, even if you had blocked sometimes off for admin work, for example, or if they ask if you can make an exception. Maybe you can decide that it's not a violation, like you want to give them permission to ask if it's possible, and you will make the decision then and there. Or maybe you want to, at least for a while, that they don't ask you, like for a month, please don't ask me, because you are trying to build up your own strength to say no. If you are afraid that if they ask, you will always end up giving in, then maybe you want to give yourself some time to build up the courage, the resiliency, and the conviction to stick by your own boundary. So that would be step two. And step three, a specific action that you are going to take. So if they keep booking clients in, you will cancel those appointments and you will ask your assistant or your boss or whoever penciled them in to contact that client and explain that you are not available. The other example, step one, I don't want to be yelled at. Step two, If we are having a conversation and you raise your voice, I will ask you to stop doing that. And you, if you still keep talking to me that way, I will leave the room. That would be the step three, okay? Notice how this all lands for you. What comes up when you think of these additional components? Maybe you were using them without even knowing. Maybe instinctively you were using them or a form of them. Think about how you have been operating so far when it comes to your boundaries. And let me say this straight. What we normally do when we want to set a boundary is, or when we want to implement it, is that we communicate it and then we expect the other person to execute it, to self-regulate, to protect our boundary. So if I tell my kids that they can't come in, I expect them to abide by that. If I tell my boss that I can't take more clients, I expect them to not only not book more clients with me, but not even ask me if I can make an exception. And it's super hard to state a boundary out loud. So I want to also acknowledge that if you have been stating your boundaries out loud, that's really courageous on your part. And then when people push back, or when they express that they don't like it or that they are uncomfortable with it, we tend to feel so much pressure that we end up giving in. And in that way, we are communicating to them that we were not very serious about the boundaries to begin with. And we also condition them that if they push back or if they ask or argue, then we will take the boundary back. So there's no denying that life would be so much easier if it worked that way, that we stated the boundary and people would get it and just not even flinch and execute perfectly. If we only needed to communicate the boundaries for others to comply, of course we wouldn't be having this conversation, right? So others don't have to like your boundaries. They won't like them. Why would they like them? It works out really great for them without the boundary or when you give in. So that's what's comfortable for them. Bottom line, it's not anyone else's job to enforce and protect your boundary. That's only your job, my job, each one of us' job. And it's annoying, maybe. It's a bummer. It's unfair. However you feel about it, it's okay. But that's also just what it is. You can be mad, you can be sad, frustrated, resentful, angry, disappointed when people are not complying. And it's okay. But you need to take the power back and own that it's not their job to enforce your boundary, it's yours. If you think about it, why would they really? They like it like it is, otherwise we wouldn't be here. And change is not easy for humans. It takes time. So even if maybe they want to change, maybe they want to stop asking you for exceptions, or maybe they want to stop knocking on your door, if it's something that they have been doing and it has been working out in the past, it may take a while for them to rewire their own brains. So let me give you an example. Let's say that you prefer your avocado mashed and not sliced, and your partner is used to preparing it sliced. But they can totally switch. It's just a habit. They don't really care one way or the other. But at the beginning, they may still prepare it sliced because it's what's automated in their brain. It is not because they don't respect you or love you or they want to slight you. It's just that rewiring habits for humans takes time and practice and patience. Okay, so moving on, just because others push back on your boundaries, and most of the times they will, it doesn't mean that your boundary is wrong or that you need to backpedal. It may take time and a boatload of patience on your part, but you are the one who needs to stick with it. It's tough, especially if you feel uncomfortable or unsafe when people around you are disappointed about something you did or didn't do. And if you feel like it's your responsibility to keep them happy and satisfied, and especially if they themselves are not able to hold their own discomfort and want to forward it to you like a hot potato. In the example of Lisa, for example, her boss wasn't able to tolerate the discomfort of unhappy clients. So instead of saying something like, "Of course you want Lisa, who wouldn't? She is awesome." But she doesn't have the bandwidth to give you the care and the level of service that you expect and deserve right now. And that's why I am booking you with Max. He will take excellent care of you. I am responsible for that. No, her boss caved, and that's on him. So take responsibility for safeguarding your boundaries. It requires that you build up your resilience so that you can tolerate other people's and your own discomfort without approaching it as a problem to be fixed or eliminated. Plan to feel a ton of discomfort, especially at the beginning. It is actually the unconscious unwillingness to feel discomfort what has prevented you from being fierce about protecting them. What has made you blame other people's lack of compliance for the fact that you have given in. I did an episode a few weeks ago titled Building Resilience and the Power of Discomfort. It would be a great companion to this one. So go listen to that one next if you haven't yet. And even if you have, it will hit different to listen to it now after this one. All right. If you want to have better boundaries and actually be able to enforce them for your own good, and you've tried in the past but haven't yet figured out how to, I can help. I suggest that you book a free consult. You can do that going to carolafuertes.com/consult. And as I said before, it's just a conversation where for 1 hour you tell me everything you want to achieve and create and what has gotten in the way. And I ask you questions, and together we get very clear on your vision for yourself. And if it makes sense, you can ask how it would look like to keep working together. If you are not ready yet to jump on that call, but you want to support the show, rating and reviews are always the best way. If you have any comments, suggestions for topics to cover, or feedback of any kind that you'd like to get to me, you can email carola@carolafuertes.com or you can DM me @fuertescarola on Instagram. Okay, I will be back soon. In the meantime, plan to get uncomfortable when holding your boundaries as the precious and necessary protectors that they are. That's all for now, my friends. Bye-bye.